The beautiful Ramban Rabosai, from which I think we can extract, I think, at least three chedushim. The hairs, chedushim, call it whatever you want. Three beautiful insights in the kochos hanefesh, in sensitivity, in the hilchus concern for someone else, all the above. And it's all right here in this beautiful Ramban. Says the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vatikach." Avram says, "Hashem Baruch Hu, stop me from giving birth. Go marry my shivcha, Hagar. Ulay b'nami menah. Maybe I'll be built through her." Aishma Avram calls Sarai. Avram listens to Sarai's voice. Vatikach Sarai shel Avram. Sarai, the wife of Avram, takes as Hagar mitzvah shivchasa after 10 years and gives her to Avram as a wife. Avram isha go isha. Says Ramban. Hope it's big enough for you guys. In the print. Says Ramban, "Vayishma Avram kol Sarai." Avram hears, Avram listens to the words of Sarai. Ramra kos v'yaskein. The pasuk doesn't say, as normally should say, you know, Sarai, right, the pasuk of Sarai told Avram, the whole speech. It should say, and Avram followed through on what she said. V'yaskein Avram. Why did it say, "Vayishma Avram"? Avram listened to the voice of Sarai. Says Ramban, "Avramra kishama kol Sarai." Why? Yirmos, it's a hint, it's an indication. Ki afal pi, Avram is ava ma'od rabbanim. Even though we know Avram was very much desirous of children, he wanted to have children. So Asa came, but he didn't do it without her permission. V'gam ata, and even now, I think it means even after now, even after the fact that he was given permission by Sarai, on his gavin shibana humei hagar, his intention, his kavana was not that he should be, that he should have children through Hagar, that he should be built through Hagar, via Zarah Imena, he should have children from her. But his whole intention was that to do the will of Sarah. Shatibana Imena, her intention was, like she says, I'll be built through Hagar. That was his intention. He wants to help her out. He wants her to be Nivna through her, through Hagar. Either that she should have, after Hagar has children, so she'll have nachas ruach from the children. I guess like, what's it called, godmother, foster children, something like that. She'll have nachas, it'll be like her own children. Right? So she'll be very happy. She'll get nachas from the children of Hagar. So it's like she'll have a family through Hagar. Oh, z'chus shetizke hilabanim. Or it'll be a special z'chus because she gave Hagar her shivcha to Avram as a wife, they have children. So she'll have a schus, bavur kain, kidavar will say no. So she'll have a schus and she'll go ahead and she'll have children because of that. So whatever those two factors, he says, whatever the reason was, but the purpose was that his goal was not that he should have children through her, but that Sarah should have children or be built up through her. Next Ramban says, Amar od batigach Sarai, go dia on the next pasuk. Right, the pasuk says, and after Avram listened to Sarah, so Sarah took Hagar and gave her to Avram. The odia says Ramban, "Shall miher Avram v'davar ad shugocha Sarah v'nasta b'cheiko." To tell us that he did not go ahead and hurry up to marry her until Sarah says, "Listen, here she is. Take her, okay? Marry her. Go. Here's your new wife. Go take her as a wife." Then he adds on also v'hishka kosav Sarah yesh Avram. And Avram Yishua, how come he keeps on mentioning Sarah Esh Avram? Obviously, we know who Sarah was. We know she was Esh Avram. Avram Isha, Avram her husband. Of course, we know Avram was her husband. I mean, that's obvious. Why is Avram Isha? And there's both cases emphasizing the relationship that she was Esh Avram. Lirmos ki Sarah on its Yaisha me Avram. Sarah was not Misyaish from Avram, or Chika Asma me Esso. She did not remove herself. Ki hi Ishta fu Isha. Their husband and wife. She was and still will be his wife. But she also wanted Hagar to be his wife. That's what she wanted. It's not to say, okay, listen, I'm finished. I'm out of here. Just have you have Hagar. But if I care, I should be a wife. Avram Isha and Ish Avram. But Hagar also should be the wife. Right? Therefore, it says, Avram Isha. Right? It gave her as a wife. Shalotia Kipiragesh. Right, that she shouldn't be She didn't give her to him as a pigagish, as a concubine, as a mistress, or some kind of not through marriage. Raki isha nesuro, like she's married. That's what she wanted. B'chozem musar sara ba'kavah she noheges v'ala. This was her level of tzidkis, her musar. She wanted to be built, but she did it b'derech kavod. Not that Avram should have to have a pigagish, but rather she should have a regular wife. And therefore, that's why she did in such a b'chavadik away to mechabit her husband, so she was fully behind it, and she did it the best way possible to make sure her husband should have a wife, because she wanted eventually to have children or be boned through her. But it's very, very interesting, I both say. As Rashi, the Ramban does acknowledge, he says right at the beginning, Shavram is Ava Ma'od Rabbanim. He wanted to have children, even though it would be through her, through Hagar, right? That would be a tremendous, that's his kasha, even though it would be appropriate to maybe take Hagar as a wife because he wanted to have children, even if it would be through her, not Avdavka through Sarah, it should be through Hagar. I want to have children. I spent 10 years already, you know, with Sarah. There's no children. I want to take her as a wife. But no, he didn't take her. So I'm saying, so he wanted to have children from her. He was very desirous. He had a tremendous, you know, he had tremendous hargosh and drive to have children, whether it's from her or from her. Didn't make a difference, but he wanted to have children. And Fakir, it's the mitzvah puravu. Okay, they're not Suviyos yet. It was before Matan Torah, but Avram was Mekan called Torah Kua. Obviously, had a very kosher and appropriate desire to have children. And whether it would be from Sarai or from Hagar, it wouldn't make the difference, but he wanted to have children from her. So Rabbos says, I don't understand. So he wanted to have children from her, but nevertheless, he didn't take her initially without her permission, below Rishus Sarai. And even after he got Rishus from her, even after he got Rishus from Sarai, he still didn't take her. Right? He still didn't take her. He waited, Batikach, until Sarai said, here, take Hagar. Right? It was a different kavana. Number one, let me ask you. Why didn't he take her? Why didn't he take her originally, and why didn't he take her afterwards? I think pshat is because she would be hurt. Right? She would be hurt that, you know, she's not the wife who potentially is bearing children to Avram. But rather, Hagar's the one. You know, I wasn't successful. I wasn't a good wife, so to speak. Avram's the one, and Hagar's the one that's going to give children to Avram. So he thought that she would be hurt if he would go, indicate, even though he wanted very much to have children, even from Hagar, now that Sarai was not producing children, he wanted very much to have children from Hagar, but nevertheless, he didn't want to go out and indicate in any fashion, any way, that he wanted to have children from her, because it would hurt Sarah, it would be hurtful to her. She would feel like, you know, I'm not successful and I'm the second fiddle and I didn't live up to my responsibilities, whatever the exact nakud is, but she would be hurt. And also, what do you mean she would be hurt? Let me ask you. Did Sarah know that Avram wanted to have children? They're married for so many years. Of course. So what did she know? She knew that. I mean, they had a good marriage in Mustama. They were trying to have children, and obviously she knew that Avram wanted to have children. So now she's not successful, and Avram goes ahead and goes and waits for permission. Okay, without permission, okay, maybe I understand, maybe I can hear some, but she says, Avram, go marry Hagar. You have my permission, you have my blessings. She advised it. It was her idea. She initiated. It wasn't his idea that, do you mind if I go take Hagar? No, he didn't say that. She brought up to him, please go take, I know you want to have children, go take Hagar. He's not moving. He's not budging. He doesn't go at all. Why doesn't he go? Because it's not nice. It's hurting my wife. What do you mean? My wife knows. She knows that I want to have children. And now she tells me, go do it. I'm not going to do it. Why am I not going to do it? Because she'll feel it. She already feels it. She already knows. If she feels bad, she already feels bad already. So now, if he listens to her, she'll feel worse. Both sides, I think this is Chiddush number one. Hilchus, I guess he called in the Musar language, Hilchus, visual aid. Someone knows something, and someone acts upon it, right? She knows that she's not successful and Avram wants children, right? And she goes and acts upon it. She goes ahead and says, here, take Hagar. Until he goes and does, if he doesn't, until he does the actions of going and marrying Hagar, maybe she's hurt, but not as much. She feels a greater sense of hurt when she sees in front of her own eyes, she sees that they go under the chuppah, she got married. That's also a chiddush nifla, the sensitivity a person has and the difference it makes when a person acts something out when a person sees something in his own eyes in front of him, something he knew 50 million times, right? A person knows, you know, how chashuv a certain gadol is. He's tremendously machshuv Torah. When you see him, and you heard millions of stories about his hasmada, when you see him learning hasmada, whoa, it makes an impact, makes a big difference, you know. You know, he's a big baal stakka. When you see him giving stakka, it makes a tremendous, you know all the stories about him. You heard 50 million stories. And over here she told him, do it, I understand. She's going to be a little bit more hurt. She'll feel a little deeper because she sees it with her eyes. Not just her ideas, not just her das, not just her seichel, but she sees with it, it's the visual aid strength, which makes a deeper impression. She feels more tsar, number one. Number two, he's mechuyev to be careful about that. You know, okay, come on. I mean, who would think of such thing? I mean, come on, she feels bad already, whatever she told me to do. Like, what do you want me to do? You know, I shouldn't listen to my wife. She told me to do this. Yeah, but, and how much tsar will there be? There's not going to be a trip. It'll be a little more tsar. A person's mechuyev to be careful and sensitive to every single level of tsar that you might cause someone. You know, even if it's only a dakas extra, it's not going to be a big difference for both. She already feels the tsar. And he's listening to his wife, and some it's a mitzvah to listen to your wife also. So listen to her. And this is what you want, and it's not a bad thing. You're doing everything that's appropriate to have children. It's a mitzvah. It's a good thing. It's a wonderful thing to have pruvut. You have children. So what am I doing wrong? No, I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm going to wait. I'm not going to mekayem the mitzvah bezrizus. Right? I'm going to hold back. I'm going to wait another couple of minutes or now, whatever it takes, you know, until she sees that the mishtama, he was waiting for her to do vatikach, until she sees that he's not going, he's going to take her, and she's going to bring, you know, to hug her to him. Until that happens, he's waiting. Listen to the mitzvah to do, have children, go marry you. What are you waiting for? No, she's going to be hurt a little more about that we're concerned about. And listen, the last thing about the last thing is phenomenal. So bottom line, okay, so he waits till he gets permission, number one. Then he waits till she brings Hagar to him, to Avram. Not only that, but then when he goes, when he finally does go, what's his kavana? What's his thought process? What's the motivation? I mean, it's a mitzvah to have children. What do you mean? What's the motivation? Of course. That's not what the Ramban says. Ramban says that when he went, he was doing the same Isa, he had a different kavana. Now, what happened to the old kavana? He had taivat, he says. He's in Safa Rabbanim. He wants to have children. What happened to that? And it's the proper kavana. I want to have children. It sounds like, I think Pshat is, he had to internally change, and he worked with somebody, he had to work on himself to push that aside, is kavan. No, I'm not doing it to have children, which is the right thing to do, which I want to have. I'm not doing it for that reason. I'm doing it for a different reason, as Ramban. You know why? I want to be nice to my wife. I want her to be happy. I want her to have children, either physically or through Hagar, to have nachas, the fourth, or godmother, whatever it is, right? That's why he's doing it. What happened? What's he doing? Teresh Rabos, right? He had to change his whole internal chemistry, all his motivations, all his desires, all the proper desires. He had to try to somehow eliminate them, push them aside. You know why? For one reason. Because I guess you call it in the modern arena, it's called body language. You know, it comes through, right? Verma, Yosef ben Alev, people can tell what's going on. Listen to this. And when he goes and goes to marry because he wants to have children, again, Sarah will feel a little more, he wants to have children. I feel so bad. I couldn't be the one to give him children. She feels, I don't know, it's even hard to say, but a dakas mortsar she feels. So he takes his normal appropriate kavanas, and what does he do? Push them aside. No, that's not why. I'm not doing it for that reason. Not at all. I mean, I'm not sure how you do it. That's a different shmuz. I don't know. But Avram can do it. It's not for that reason. I have no dakas of kavanah because of children. I don't want to do it for that reason. You know, I'm doing it because I want her to have children. I want her to have nachas. I want her to have a godmother. I want her to be a fourth child. Whatever this her own child. That's why. Hello, what happened to the kosher motivations he had a minute ago? He would have done. He should do it because I want to have children. What's wrong? You want to have two motivations? Fine, but no, that's not why he did it. Because when a person does, you know, if a person has to try to be as shem shamayim or as pure and as possible in terms of the proper motivations, because anything else, you can tell, it shows through the hashpah you have on your own children. Right? I heard a shmuz Rabbi Harris talked about it, whatever, a shmuz about how whatever we do has hashpah and the level of our Yerushamayim and and Hakaras Hashem and Chashivas HaTorah and Chashivas HaMitzvahs, that makes such a big difference for Dori Doris, for your own children, children and grandchildren, all the above, right? It makes a difference. But it's not just gase gases, you know, am I going to eat tray for, am I going to eat kosher, am I going to learn Torah or not, you know? It's all your motivations. Whatever your motivation is, that comes through. So you go to the Beis Medrash at night because, you know, okay, it says you have to learn. I look stupid otherwise. No. That if it's there, if the reason is the higher level, because I want to learn Torah, I want to do Hashem Shema, I want to do it for the right reason, I have a Seder. Not just because my wife pushes me, not because of peer pressure, whatever it is. Every level, every dachas of a higher level motivation can make an impact on people. Whether it's your children, whether it's your wife, whether it's your husband, whether it's your mishpach, whether it's your chavrus, whether it's your neighbor, whatever it might be. It has an impact because people can tell. People can be very sensitive and can understand different motivations. They see through. You know, it's not just an action. It's an action, and with it, behind it, is a motivation. And over here, he felt. So not to cause her an extra dachas asar, he changed everything around. Just she shouldn't have more tzar because she'll get the more tzar. She'll feel more tzar because, again, I'll be showing her that I want to have children. If that's his motivation, he'll come through. The same action. No, he's not doing anything different. He's already doing the ma'isa, so do it for the right reason. What's the problem? The right reason is the way it'll be most effective to minimize the amount of tzar she'll feel. On both sides. So how chashuv it is to be so careful with this. Obviously, it's not just dinner person's wife. You know, of course, you care more. You have to be more magish with something about your wife, more careful. But this is the Torah's level of the machshiv tsar, or the motivation we should have not to be the star of someone, not even a dakas level, an extra amount that'll make a difference. And you do it through a visual aid. They'll feel it more and they'll see it. You can't cause tsar both sides. Do whatever you can to be monet, even a dakas tsar, even to change your whole machshava, change your whole motivation. That's how it's achrayas, whatever we can do on our level to go ahead and reach a level where we don't cause anybody any sorrow.